Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio. I am JR. I'm going to hang out here with you for the next 3 hours. I got started last hour. Did you miss it? I'm sorry. You can hit rewind. You can listen on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. All right? Much love to everybody listening across North America on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. Are you in Hawaii, Alaska, Miami, San Diego, Maine, Toronto, Vancouver, and everything else in the middle? Like me in Atlanta or Houston or Milwaukee, all that other stuff in the middle, Boise. I'm glad that you're here. Thank you so much. You can also listen on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Thank you to our producer, Susumu, here with me and you, making sure that everything runs smooth. Tonight just feels like a night of confidence. Confidence seems like it will be a theme for the show tonight. You know, we opened up the first hour of the show talking about Russell Westbrook, who is seemingly not just lacking confidence, but damn it, he's just MIA. He's missing in action. He's showing up, but he can't even hit the basket right now, literally. He's hitting the backboard and clanking everything, and I'm hoping that he could turn things around. He's not the sole reason as to why the Lakers are below 500, but his confidence is something that is currently very, very low. As we get closer to the NFL divisional round, obviously, we're going to talk some football tonight. A matter of fact, in about 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation with someone who has played in the NFL. We talked about the Tennessee Titans last night. We'll talk to one of their legends, someone who I believe belongs in their ring of honor. His name is Keith Bullock. I'm going to pose to him the same question I asked everyone last night. Are the Titans being disrespected? We'll get an answer from someone who played for the Titans. And before we do that, speaking of confidence with Russell Westbrook and everything else going on in the league right now, Mike McCarthy has spoken to the media. And he is actually talking about how, I guess, confident he is. He says, I know how to win in this league. A matter of fact, I almost called Jerry Jones the Crypt Keeper. My apologies. I actually still said it out loud. I don't know if I should have did that. But Mike McCarthy spoke with Jerry Jones, and Mike McCarthy actually said things went okay. Take a listen.
I've had a chance to, you know, talk to Jerry, you know, after the game for a long time. Also saw him again Monday. So, you know, we had very positive, you know, conversation and just, you know, the focus on the you know, the evaluation process.
Okay. He also says that he's not just confident in his coaching ability. Mike McCarthy says that he is still confident in that last play of the game where they went for a run. I'm kind of perplexed. I wonder what Aaron Rodgers thinks about Mike McCarthy and his play calling. I think that says enough. I wonder what Green Bay Packer fans think about Mike McCarthy and his play calling. I think that would say enough. I wonder right now what fans of the Dallas Cowboys would say about Mike McCarthy and his play calling. I think it says enough. But despite all of that, Mike McCarthy says, I get the criticism.
You know, it's part of the job. You know, I get that. I understand why you're asking the question. It's part of the job. You have a job to do, and I have a job to do here today and answer your questions appropriately and respectfully. But, yeah, I don't put a lot into it because I know what I personally put into this. You know, I understand what goes on here every day. I know how to win. I know how to win in this league. I know how to win playoff games. I know how to win a championship. So I have great confidence in that. What we've built here in two seasons, I feel very good about. And I think with that, you stay true to that.
Oh, well, damn. Oh, my goodness. Mike McCarthy knows how to win a championship? Did he do it? Was Aaron Rodgers more of the guy in charge? I mean, that was a relationship that deteriorated. Yeah, he knows how to be there to win one. And okay, I'm not going to be that big of a jerk and say that the head coach had nothing to do with them winning a title. But the roster construction had a whole lot to do with it. And just being able, it's almost like, it's like trusting someone to watch your plant. It's like real simple. It's like, hey, watch my plant while I'm gone. I'll be gone for vacation. I'll be gone for 2 weeks. Watch my plant. All you have to do is water it one time. This much water, not more, not less. This much water one time, and the plant will be okay. Mike McCarthy's job with the Green Bay Packers was to go out there and just stay the hell out of the way of Aaron Rodgers. And it was ultimately his demise. The year that he got fired, the year that he got the boot in December of 2018, they just lost, I believe it was to the Arizona Cardinals. They were supposed to compete for another championship that year. Okay, yes, you won a Super Bowl, but you were just basically asked to just watch the damn plant. Don't pour too much on it. Don't leave the plant there to die. They should have won more. They didn't. Mike McCarthy has a championship because of Aaron Rodgers. And I know I say a lot of times you think about coaches. All coaches need talent. Mike McCarthy hit the jackpot, and he did enough not to blow things up. And ultimately, he did. And who knows? I would say having one of the best of all time, maybe he should have had more success. You know, it's not also the greatest of things when your team is anonymously throwing you under the bus in your first year. That's what Mike McCarthy had to deal with last season in a COVID year. His own team was killing him anonymously in the press. And here we have Mike McCarthy saying, oh, yeah, I know how to win. I've done it. Yeah, man. Let's see you do some winning without Aaron Rodgers. Let's see it happen this year. Oh, yeah, that's right. You were already eliminated. Let's see if it happens next season. Mike McCarthy, good for him. Not lacking confidence, I guess he has as much assurance that he'll keep a job as Jason Garrett did. And we know Jason Garrett, his biggest accomplishment as head coach of the Dallas Cowboys was to clap and chew gum. Congratulations, Mike McCarthy. I guess Jerry Jones won't fire you for another, 8 years. He must be doing an excellent job getting his laundry. I think that is some misguided confidence if you're Mike McCarthy, taking advantage of the incompetence of Jerry Jones. Sounds like a match made in heaven. Someone actually who is confident, who has never been here. He's the opposite. First of all, Mike McCarthy doesn't play. This man actually plays. He just played in his first playoff game. He had a hell of a lot of success. And he's like, everybody out here should get used to it. You got to dig it. You got to love it. It's Joe Burrow, the man who won a championship at LSU, threw for 60 touchdowns, won a national championship, made Coach Edo look like a competent human being, and then gets drafted here into the NFL, and in 2 years has the Cincinnati Bengals at a place where they're not a joke. They've passed that on, I guess, to the Jacksonville Jaguars. He has them at a point in time where if you're a fan of the Bengals, you're not just thinking about this year. You are thinking about the future. Last season, Joe Burrow ended up with a busted up knee. That's how he ended his year. Didn't even make it through his full rookie season. This year, he's in the divisional round of the playoffs. And you know what? He basically told everybody, y'all need to get used to this because me, Bengals, playoffs, this is what it's going to be from here on out.
I think the fans were very excited, but you know, I try to downplay it and all that because this is, you know, this is how it's going to be from here on out. You know, this is a great win for us, but you know, this is the standard for, you know, the bare minimum every year going forward.
The minimum, you gotta love it. That's what you look forward to. You want to have a quarterback who can take you to the playoffs year in and year out. Nobody's going to win the championship every year. Tom Brady, man, he got 7 of these suckers, and I know this is crazy. It took him 20 years to do that. He lost 3 out of the 10. He's 7 out of 10, which is absolutely ridiculous. He's an anomaly. What's closer to the rule, and that's even an anomaly, I think, for his talent, is Aaron Rodgers having one championship. Maybe this year that changes. But the fact is, you got to get into the playoffs to even have a chance to win it all. And even that's not guaranteed for you. And so Joe Burrow already has the right mindset. He already has the right attitude. And he says, playing for LSU, winning a championship, all the big games that they had. He said, I'm used to this. Light work.
Just played in a lot of big games throughout my career, whether it's, you know, this year playing. I mean, every game in the last half of the season was a playoff game, or those games playing in the college football playoffs and the championship. You know, I think I've been in that situation before.
Okay. Yeah, we've seen them. I've seen Joe Burrow after a game. I've seen him out there smoking on a cigar. Joe Burrow, not a care in the world. Joe Burrow taking number one overall. Joe Burrow goes home to Ohio, gets to play in his home state. It's a dream scenario, a dream situation that a lot of people, a lot of professional athletes, you may not get it until later in your career just to hope that you can go home. He has a chance to do some damage here over the next several years. I would think most of us agree, or most people would agree, Joe Burrow is the type of guy who can win you a Super Bowl. He is the type of quarterback who can lead the damn way. Joe Burrow is someone that hopefully we are watching for the next, I don't want to even say 10 years, maybe 15 years. And I love it. You can't say that about every quarterback playing. I mean, I had a whole damn conversation about somebody like Ryan Tannehill. You trusting him to be a leader, or is he someone that's there? He's playing his role. He's playing his part, but his role isn't to drive you the whole way. We've talked about this with Baker Mayfield. He was taken number one overall, just like Joe Burrow. Do you trust Baker Mayfield to be the driving factor to you being a winner? You probably don't. And a matter of fact, we'll talk about Baker Mayfield later on this hour after Keith Bullock. Joe Burrow is a difference maker. Joe Burrow is a driver. He is a winner. And he's also smart enough to know that he has to continue to get better, because this is the NFL. What they saw last year, teams will watch, they will adjust, and they're going to come from you. Joe Burrow, he knows that already.
In the NFL, they can come up with a lot of things you haven't seen. I would say, you know, maybe Tom Brady has seen just about everything that they can throw at him, but he's been playing for, you know, he got drafted when I was 3 years old. So, you know, I got a lot more to see still.
I'm glad. And he doesn't come across as a jerk. He comes across as confident. He comes across as prepared. And we see it on the field. Now it's time to see what he can do in a divisional round against the Tennessee Titans. What is going to take place on Saturday afternoon when the Bengals take on the Titans? We can all assume, yes, Derrick Henry will be out there running around. Is he going to be fully healthy? I'm sure he's going to split those carries with Foreman. It's almost a foregone conclusion. Joe Burrow is going to build one hell of a legend if he can take the Bengals to an AFC title game. Even saying that makes me go, well, damn. I know there's some people who believe it, and obviously it can happen. That'd be one hell of a story. I think it's too good to be true. But I think over the next several years, oh, yeah. I think Joe Burrow, if healthy, if the Bengals don't let him get sacked 51 times every season, I think all things considered, if he plays for 10 years, I think a Super Bowl is in his future. Not this year, though. Not at all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. What we're going to do is take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk to someone who played for the Tennessee Titans. I want to talk to someone who understands the pressures of being in the playoffs. It's former All-Pro, Pro Bowl linebacker for the Titans. His name is Keith Bullock. And the first thing I'm going to ask him is the same question I asked everybody last night. Do you think these Titans are being disrespected? Well, a Titan is going to give me an answer. And hopefully Keith doesn't want to punch me in the mouth. I think I'll be okay. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move when we come back. It's a conversation about the Bengals, about the Titans, with Titans legend Keith Bullock. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Last night, we had an opportunity to talk about the Tennessee Titans, whether or not they're being disrespected, getting the love that they deserve. Well, right now, I got on the Tennessee Titans legend, a former Pro Bowler, a former All-Pro, somebody who tackled every living thing that moved for the Tennessee Titans. It's my main man, Keith Buller. Keith, how you doing, boss?
Doing great, JR. Good talking to you, man. It's been a minute.
All the time. Anytime we could connect is a good time. I mean, we got a lot to talk about. I ain't going to waste your time here on a Thursday night. You think about these Tennessee Titans, straightaway question. Do you feel that they've been disrespected? Are they getting the love that they deserve?
Nah, I mean, look, I don't feel like they're being disrespected. But if you look at all the other teams in the AFC, they're the sexier teams to talk about. I mean, look, Cincinnati, who they're playing on Saturday, you got Joe Burrow doing magnificent things with Jamar Chase, who's out of this world. Then you got, obviously, the Kansas City Chiefs, who started off terrible, and for them to be right where everyone expected them to be in the beginning of the year, the way they started, you might not have thought so. And then, obviously, Josh Kelly, who's playing out of his mind. I guess the best storyline with the Titans is Derrick Henry coming back. You know what I mean? And we don't know how effective he's going to be. But all in all, like, to keep it real, the national media is doing their job, to be fair.
Oh, I could dig it. No, I mean, I got people who call me up and say, oh, man, you're not talking about this, and Titans are going to win the Super Bowl. And I'm just like, I believe that they're going to beat Cincinnati. But for what you just said, if I have to look at the team, yeah, Derrick Henry's a story. But ultimately, if I got to look at the Titans being down by a score or two in the third or fourth quarter, I got confidence in Aaron Rodgers or Mahomes or even a Josh Allen to throw you back into the game, not so much with Tannehill. Why do you think Tannehill gets the slack that he does? Is it justified?
I don't think that it's justified. I understand it, though. You know, obviously, you know, everyone remembers the Ryan Tannehill from – you know, Miami, and they were just mediocre. He came here to be a backup for Marcus Mariota. But ever since then, you know, the Titans have been winning and everything has been going through Derrick Henry. But midseason, when Derrick Henry goes down with that foot injury, Tannehill was forced to step up. He had some bad trash games, you know, during that spread and stint. But with the coaching staff, obviously Mike Vrabel, the defense, Ty Bowen got that defense going, special teams. So they have collectively been able to win games. I will say, to keep with Tannehill, the last two games of the year, he's been very efficient. No turnovers, 7 touchdowns, been efficient on third down. And against the Texans, when the Texans made that comeback, Tannehill went in and answered with the offense, made a big play on third down. He was able to get Julio involved, A.J. Brown involved, Westbrook Akina involved, Deontay Foreman ran for a buck 20-something. So I think that it's not going to be like a Green Bay where Aaron Rodgers, you know, if he has 56 seconds left, that's too much time. The Titans are going to have to do it collectively. And with 56 seconds left, they can get it done. I don't know if it's going to be Tannehill orchestrating a 6-play drive in 40 seconds, but obviously he's going to be a part of that happening. And me, all non-biased, I say it's going to take Ryan Tannehill to make 3 to 5 plays with his mind, feet, or arm, however it happens, in order for the Titans to really make some real noise. Because there's going to come down to Cincinnati or whoever they play, if they get past Cincinnati, stopping the run. And Ryan Tannehill, can you answer the bell?
Titans legend Keith Bullock is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You talk about Tannehill. You mentioned some of the other important elements to the team. I want to get to Mike Vrabel. Ultimately, do you see these Tennessee Titans getting past the Cincinnati Bengals this upcoming Saturday? Going to be playing at home.
Yeah, I do. And 08 was the last time the Titans hosted, and I was on that team, and everyone had us getting past the Baltimore Ravens. You know what I'm saying? So the only thing that got in our way was ourselves. 3 turnovers, 2 inside the 5-yard line. So, you know, the only thing that's stopping these Titans is themselves. But I tell you what, the team that we played in 08 isn't as stout as this Cincinnati team that that these guys are playing. You can rattle down the list of offensive weapons that they have. You know, Joe Mixon, the T. Higgins, you know, Boyd, who's going to play a big factor, I'm sure. And, of course, Jamar Chase and Burrow. So the Titans got to play their game. They definitely have to play their game. And it always comes down to the team that makes the least amount of mistakes. And I think that the Titans are more primed and ready for this opportunity, being in the playoffs the last few years with the same coach, pretty much the same nucleus of teams. And I think Cincinnati, look, they got into and won their first playoff game in 31 years. I'm sure that was good enough for them. But the legend of Joe Burrow is growing, and we're not trying to let it grow this weekend in Tennessee, that's for sure.
I hear that, Keith, man. You have spent the past 20 years of your life in Tennessee. You know, starting off with the Titans, you spent the last year of your career back home with the New York Giants. You see Mike Vrabel, what he's doing right now. You mentioned your time in the playoffs with Coach Fisher. What do you see Mike Vrabel doing that's so special? I can look at him intentionally receiving penalties to extend the clock. I mean, things like that is real forward thinking. What are you watching when you see him out on the field? By the way, he's also one of your former contemporaries.
Yeah, and I think that's huge. You know, he comes from an era of football when, like, real football was still being played. So I think as a coach, he can understand the player now because there was more expected of him as a player. So he knows how much he can lean on his players. Being a former player, he understands that, you know, especially with the lineage, he has Ohio State, Pittsburgh with Tomlin, then obviously New England with Belichick. Those coaches aren't going to BS you. And players know when coaches are BSing. So him as a coach, he's not a BS guy. He shoots his players forward. And I feel like teams operate the best when the coach speaks in black and white language, meaning this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. And I'm counting on you guys to get it done. You know what I'm saying? And I think that Mike Vrabel has been like that since day one, since he's been here with the Titans, you know, jumping in practice, being a former defensive end, outside linebacker, you know, putting the big man vest on and doing pass rush drills, whatever it is to give these guys the knowledge and give these guys the confidence that he knows what he's talking about as their head coach. I feel that's helped him along the way, especially with new guys coming in like a Bud Dupree and a Julio Jones, who's played a lot of football, to buy into what Mike Vrabel is preaching down here in Tennessee.
All right, Keith, I got to ask you, when you look at the overall playoff picture, and then for a quick second, I want to talk about the coaching again. Keith Bullock is here with us, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. When you look at the big picture, what do you see in a couple of weeks in the Super Bowl?
See, man, a big picture, I'm just going to play the homer. You know, home field, Tennessee has it all the way through. It'll be a tougher matchup if they get past Cincinnati. But what I do know is they beat both Buffalo and Kansas City at home. And a lot of that had to do with the defensive game plan neutralizing those offenses. You know, Derrick Henry wasn't too effective in those games. I think he played better in Buffalo against Buffalo than he did against Kansas City. But it really came down to the game plan of the defense to stop Josh Allen, to stop Patrick Mahomes in those two games. And look, man, your man out there in Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, is lights out, man. Tommy B, class of 2000. He's my draft class. Is amazing. He's still out there doing his thing. I know he makes all the dads at home feel great about themselves. But, yeah, I like what Aaron Rodgers is doing, man. He's just playing pretty unconscious, you know, and I think that he and Matt LaFleur are on the same page this year. I really believe had they gone for it last year, it might have been a different situation, but they get to rectify it being on the same page with pretty much the same team playing with more confidence.
So I
like Titans, Green Bay, Titans, Green Bay, Super Bowl.
Titans, Green Bay, Super Bowl, let's just say for all intents and purposes, you're going to roll with the Titans to upset the Packers, right? That's what you're going to say, Keith?
I'm not saying that. I said, okay. You asked me who's going to be in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Once it gets there, I don't get paid to do this. So once it gets there, I'm going to just sit back, you know what I mean, have my little drink with me and enjoy it. That's the game.
I could dig it. Yeah, me and you have sat down and had a few drinks over the course of the years. Keith Bullock is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. This is kind of be my last question, close to it. You mentioned how the NFL was like real football, and we see how the changes have gone by. You can't touch the QB. That's a good reason why Tom Brady is still able to play. You can't touch him the way that you used to. What is different about from when you played versus now? And more particularly, you mentioned coaching. We see a lot of, I'm going to say it. We got jackasses who are getting coaching job opportunities. We got people's kids who are getting opportunities to coach. What is the biggest change of the game from when you stopped playing 10 years ago?
Well, I mean, the rule changes for sure, how you alluded to the quarterback. And like part of it for me, I understand it. You know, I grew up, you know, I'm a 70s baby, grew up in the 80s, 90s, watching NFL crunch course before games. Like, you know, that's what it was about. You know, I played in the NFL where it was like, you know, they had Bounty Gate and all these different things. And, you know, those weren't the only teams doing it. They just got caught, you know. So I think the NFL has done a great job on the safety aspect to kind of take a lot of the head aspect, the head collisions, head-on collisions out of the game. Whereas, you know, growing up, those were the biggest hits. But down the line, they leave and do the most damage to players. So, you know, obviously the lawsuits that the NFL has been coming into, so they're being conscious of, you know, and they should be protecting their commodity, which is the players, you know. Sure. So I think that, and, you know, when it comes to the style of play, so it makes these guys that are in the NFL now, the linebackers, the safeties, you'll notice how they tackling. Tackling isn't the best in the NFL right now because there's been a transition on how to tackle. You know, what is the correct way? I think there was a great hit against it was the 49ers Arizona game. The Rams Arizona game on the sideline when the defensive back hit AJ Green and jarred the ball loose. You know, that was a textbook tackle, bang, bang tackle. Whereas back in the day, it's going to be shoulder, head, helmets flying off. Like, you know, so that's where you could see the effects of the rules changing. You have a young guy in there and, he just is, you know, playing how the game has changed. When it comes to the coaching, there's always been nepotism. But when you get guys like Mike Vrabel in there, you know, you see guys like D'Amico Ryans coaching. You see guys like, you know, Raheem Morris. You see a lot of former guys in the coaching ranks wanting to get their opportunity to coach former players. You know, I love the NBA, how they do it. Former players get tons of opportunities, whereas here, it's closer to the belt. It either comes through the franchise itself or coaching lineage or some type of coaching tree. So, you know, I've kind of been getting a little itch seeing some of my contemporaries out there doing it. So, you know, I ain't got time to play no games, though. You know, I take the game very serious. So what I put in, I would expect to get out. So we'll see.
How about that? Keith Bullock, former Titans legend, maybe future coach. I like that. This is the last question, man. Titans legend. When the hell are you getting into that Ring of Honor, man? When is that happening? Do I have to wave the pom-poms? What's going on?
You know what? That's a yearly question. And it's one of those things, man. You're a New Yorker. You know how it is. Like, when you know it, you know it. You know, it's not one of those things that we go around saying it. You know, you've known ever since I met you who you were, where you'll be, and where you're still trying to aspire and attain. So that was my goal as a player, to be one of the best players in Titans history. I get that love around the city, around the community. Miss Amy, the owner, Amy Adams Grung, she'll get me up in there. I ain't tripping, but you know, it is what it is. You know, it's out of my control, but I appreciate the respect though.
No doubt about it. Keith Bullock has joined us here, the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Where can people keep up with you on the rest of your journey, whether it's talking to folks like me or whether you end up coaching other linebackers? Where can people keep up, Keith?
Oh, man, my social media handles, you can find me on Twitter. I'll be bugging out on there from time to time. It's KBull, B-U-L-L-5-3. Or you can check me out on Instagram. It's my name, Keith Bullock, B-U-L-L-U-C-K-53. And yeah, man, you could probably just find out what's going on with me on a daily or during the week on there.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Much love to Keith Bullock, Titans legend, who joined us last break. Yeah, I asked him. I said, hey, do you think that the Titans are being disrespected? And he said, no, he doesn't. He says that people who are covering and talking about the team are just doing their job. And yeah, I can't speak for anybody else. I know I'm doing mine. And it's a lot of it is because the same reasons we discussed last night. Take a look at Ryan Tannehill. He ain't somebody who's too sexy if you want to go ahead and compare him to the other quarterbacks who are out there. And so Keith, he said he's going to put on his Homer hat. I will let him. He said he's going to take a look at a Titans and a Packers Super Bowl. And let's see what happens from there, if we get there. And if Keith is right, then I will go ahead and hit him up and say, hey, man, you hit the jackpot. But obviously we have to get through this weekend, the divisional round, and then we have to get through the conference championship games. It's one step at a time. So, again, thank you so much to Tennessee Titans legend Keith Bullock for joining us here on CBS Sports Radio. If you happen to miss the interview, it's very simple. If you listen on the free Odyssey app, you can go ahead and hit rewind. It's probably the best thing for you to do. Before we move on to Jimmy Garoppolo and the Niners, I'm going to do that at the top of the hour after I hit the commercial break. I wanted to give you an update on someone who hit his own wall this season. His whole team hit the wall. It's Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield actually was on social media, and he let everybody know about his surgery. He let everyone know that, or basically what the process will look like. And in the best way that he can, and as he should, he had some encouraging words for himself. He sounds pretty sure of himself. When it comes down to his surgery, the first thing is, he says that it went well.
Hey everybody, just wanted to check in. Surgery went great. Was a complete success. Had a great medical team that took care of me and checked that box off to get this fixed. And now it's on the way to, you know, the road to recovery. You know, this is one of those steps to get back to my true self. This past year hasn't been very easy. A lot of stuff has gone down, and it wasn't easy on me or my family. So I appreciate everybody that's reached out, that wished me well and good luck on the surgery, all the prayers and everything. It definitely did not go unnoticed, so thank you.
Okay. I got to be honest. I'm a little surprised that Baker Mayfield is, you know, he put out a video. I guess that's real appreciation. It only feels like a couple of weeks ago, right when the season ended, that Baker Mayfield was telling everybody, you know, just the hell are y'all sending me and my family death threats for? Like, why are y'all hating on me? But at least he has a decent perspective on it enough that he can update the fans. And I guess he should update the fans, because God only knows how much longer he's going to spend in Cleveland, especially you think about his contract and what it might look like after, I assume, he plays this year out. It didn't stop there. He talked about the road to recovery. Oh, let's keep in mind, just every part of his body was hurt, but this is his shoulder he got repaired. Take a listen.
Now it's on the way to the road to recovery. It's not going to be an easy one, but it's going to be one that I'm going to remember, and it's going to be a special one. So I'll keep you guys updated. Thank you so much. This is not the end of my story. It's just going to be one of those little things that I'll look back and remember, that it's one of those challenges that an adversity that I'm going to try and take advantage of, and it'll make me a better person. So thank you for everybody that's reached out. Once again, let's go get it.
That's great. I'm happy. You know, and this is his non-throwing shoulder. He had to basically run around the field with his arm in a sling just to have an opportunity to even play. Doesn't take into account all of the other injuries that he had to deal with, his legs, etc. And so I hope Baker Mayfield can bounce back. You know, just because, like, I don't necessarily want to see anybody fail, but some people are. But do we need the updates? If you're a Browns fan, do you care? It's nice that he thanked everyone for the support. Who needs updates? Go ahead, rehab. Baker Mayfield is right there on that line now. He's sitting right on that line where he could elongate his career as a starter with the Browns for a few more years. Or Baker Mayfield might disappear into just NFL obscurity, where he just is looked upon as a mistake, a bust, someone who had the talent but couldn't sustain it or get the job done. He might be just the latest Cleveland Browns quarterback. And no, that's not right. He's not Kaiser. He's not Whedon. He's one of the most successful. No, he is the most successful Browns quarterback since Bernie Kosar. That's it. That's just facts. But he would be the latest Cleveland Browns quarterback where things just fell apart for him and everything around him. And so no, Baker Mayfield, I don't think people need updates on your rehab and how high you can lift your arm over your head, what direction it can go in. Ultimately, just go play. We have no idea who you're throwing the ball to next year. Donovan Peoples-Jones and who? We have no idea what your status is on the Cleveland Browns past that. We got too many athletes, and this is just me saying this. We got too many athletes who focus in on social media. Baker Mayfield said, thank you. We don't need stinking updates. Just go play. Ben Simmons would put up just videos of him hitting three-pointers, but when it actually came to do it in a game, Ben Simmons just obviously got basketball amnesia. He forgot how to shoot a basketball. And so I wish nothing but the best for Baker Mayfield in his return and in his comeback, because he's going to need it now playing in a division where it looks like Joe Burrow is the guy. And then Lamar Jackson is still there. God knows what Pittsburgh does. And then the Browns, I mean, they looked okay for a while. Looks like the Browns are going to be just starting over again with Baker Mayfield or without him. I think he's going to get that one more year. Good luck to Baker Mayfield in his recovery. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Someone else, he doesn't have the luxury of going through a recovery right now. He's actually going to play this weekend. He's going to be up in Green Bay. He's going to try to move his team, try to help them go to another NFC title game. This man, Broken Jimmy Garoppolo. Yes, I gave him a new nickname, Broken Jimmy Garoppolo. Hand broken, kind of, sort of. Shoulder broken, kind of, sort of. Jimmy G, is he standing in the way, potentially, of a 49ers return to the Super Bowl? We'll talk about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here, CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.